Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the show, everybody. As producer Clark said, touch wood, it's been going really smooth today.
Oh, yeah.
In all facets, so let's hope that continues. Thanks for being with us on episode 213 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. A smoking Hour 1. Kamau Peterson joining us, CFL great from Toronto, and Mark and Michelle of the Philadelphia Eagles, who was just a fantastic interview, who Clark tells me is still watching. Hi, Markin. One thing that we're doing today is a contest. And we don't do a lot of contests. When we do, it's because they're important.
Yep.
It's hashtag National Takeout Day today, helping support your local businesses, small businesses, big businesses, so forth. I just saw an Instagram from Wendell Clarkson, Saskatoon, their post. On Wednesday, April 15th, we encourage Canadians across the country to order takeout and or delivery en masse in a show of support for their favorite local restaurants. Many restaurants are already doing their part with contactless delivery and takeout. Now it's time to take an active part in the rescue of an industry that employs millions of people in this country. Hashtag takeout day. So tag them on, we've got a post on our Facebook, on our Twitter, on our Instagram, and we'll be giving away randomly a $50 gift card to the Tap Brewhouse and liquor store for participating in that. Still haven't thought about what we're going to do, but I got to say the Crave sounding pretty good. Crave Kitchen and Bar.
Oh, yeah.
As Sask Snowbeef has mentioned that.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I'm up, wait. I've been doing too much supporting local restaurants.
I know. How do you do
it? And by the way, I'm okay with it.
And do it responsibly. Yeah.
And what are you eating?
That's the big thing. But no, it's great. It's a great cause. And it gives you a sense of being able to go out and have some sense of normalcy, even if you're just ordering the curbside pickup or the delivery, right?
So, and by the way, so I say to the important thing, I mean, to the important thing, and that's talking sports. That's what we do here every day. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the lead disease specialist in America, he's running the country for the last month with regards to flatten the curve. And it's all cool. The guy's trying to save as many lives as he can. He's actually trying to save every life. But he's come out in the last 12 to 14, 16 hours. And by the way, did you know the platform of the interview that he did this on? Where he said, pro sports will be allowed to go back to playing, but in front of empty stadiums and arenas. Do you know where he said it?
No.
On Snapchat.
Wow.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it, but
it wasn't on ABC News. It wasn't on CNN. It was on Snapchat.
Yeah.
You see that you're not surprised.
No, but I'm also, yeah, I'm not surprised. But that's, we're seeing the evolution and everything go into hyperspeed, right? All the things that we're kind of tilting towards are just being forced to happen.
Yeah, and I don't know where I was first alerted to it. But I did read it on ProFootballTalk.com this morning, this quote. Because obviously they're all over it. Everybody in pro football, they want to get back playing. They want, yeah. We all want it back. But at the very end of the article, it said, allowing nationally televised pro sports to take place is about the state of Florida making money off lucrative businesses, not about health and safety. That's all. So there are people saying that. I've been tiptoeing around it for the last several weeks, but let's just say it for what it is. When people say, this is all bigger than sports, I can smell a lie like a fart in a car, Darren. It's about business, and that's fine. Nobody's going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Yeah.
What do you like? You like that?
I do. Sorry. Trying to hold
you
it together.
You never heard me say
you
that.
You were trying to be serious. But you are.
I couldn't hold it either.
I know.
I couldn't hold it. But it's true. Just say it. Nobody's going to have a problem with it.
It is true.
You want to get back to business, and that's fine.
Yeah. And that is. You want to get back to business. Of course we want to do it safely. And it's not about...
That is obvious.
That's obvious. And it's not about the level of importance. Because the government's going to do what they do, and they're going to make sure everybody's safe. That's their ultimate goal, is to make sure all of their citizens are safe. But if sports people are going to worry about sports, and the networks are going to worry about the business of live sports, then do that. They're not helping the frontline workers. That's not their business.
You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings if you go back playing.
No. And they're going to do their thing, just like you should do your thing, and I should do my thing. Like, don't be upset about it. And if we're all excited about sports coming back, like that's okay to be happy that you might get to watch a hockey game soon. That's okay.
Well, they're just too afraid of offending people. That's all. And to our daily poll question for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, should sports be deemed an essential service? 68% of you saying no. And I'm interested to know why. Richard Gibson writes in on Twitter and says, sports is entertainment that is supported by fans slash companies who provide a huge portion of revenues. Economy's in the tank, but even in good times, sports is only another form of entertainment. There's a reason why sports and entertainment are as big of industries as they are. Let's just talk about the mental health of people. How many people are talking about how bored they are? I was watching the news last night. Domestic violence calls for Regina Police Service are up. Shocking. Not.
I know.
So from a mental health aspect, I would say that's an essential service, but not everybody looks at it the way that I do.
Yeah.
But I'm voting yes. I mean, I got no dog in the fight. We've been on the air. We'll stay on the air. There's a lot of guys that are sitting home, a lot of guys and girls twiddling their thumbs with nothing to do. I'm not saying let's start playing so they got something to do.
Yeah.
Let's get back to business.
Well, and just to, you know, put things into perspective, live sports, yeah, it does benefit you and I. We call games. That benefits us. It's of course, we want games to be back. It gets us back to work in certain areas. But to put it into perspective, I don't know, you know, your finances, but maybe that's 20% of my income is live sports broadcasting. Maybe. It's not making or breaking what I do here. Right?
It's a very small part of mine.
We do this every day. Right. And everything else we do in business on a daily basis, that's what it comes. And that has nothing to do. I mean, yeah, this is a sports show, but there's no sports and the show continues to grow. Right. We continue to move forward. If sports is eviscerated from the face of the earth, the show will continue to grow and move forward and we'll pivot into something like the show is the show. So live sports doesn't, you know, we're not sitting here holding our livelihoods in the palms of live sports when we say that it should be essential. It's more of the mental health aspect.
Guys, is our director of scouting Craig Smith ready?
Yep.
Oh, because I'm not getting anything new on my screen here. And by the way, Rob Johnston writes in on Facebook and he says, okay, so you think it's fair to put the athletes at risk? They're not at risk, Rob. Go read the article. It's at rodpeterson.com. What Dr. Anthony Fauci's list of conditions are. You guys can go back playing, but here's the conditions. So they're not going back at risk. That's the point. Read up on these things.
Simply put, they're moving their isolation from the five family members in their house to the 150 family members in the hockey rink. But it's locked down.
Yeah, so
like
don't take our word for it. Take the word of the guy who's been leading the charge in America for it, who's saying it's safe to go back. That's the source.
Yeah.
Not the news channels, what I've referred to as the COVID channel that my wife watches 24/7. Anyways, let's bring in our director of scouting, Craig Smith, who I would think, Smitty, I would hope you're as excited as we are with today's news. What's your take on it all?
Well, I'm excited, obviously. I know I've been sitting here and I haven't been watching any sports. So, but at the same time, you know, there's the other side of it. I kind of don't know how they're going to do it. But if they've got a way to do it, that's fine. Let's have a look. And, you know, I don't mind having sports going back again.
Well, Craig, I mean, you worked in the CFL 20 years and you'll be back soon, too, once these health issues are behind you. Do you not think that there's a way? Have you spent much brain energy or time thinking about how they would do it?
Well, here's the deal. Obviously, what I've gone through, you know, I'm at risk. So probably asking me isn't the right guy to ask with regards to that, because you know what I'm going to be doing? I ain't going anywhere. I'm very fortunate to have Kathy to go, like, I'll drive to the grocery store. Kathy goes in, she puts the mask on, goes and gets our stuff. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I ain't doing anything. I ain't going anywhere until it is extremely, extremely safe. Now, having said that, hey, whatever they can do, if they can do that, if they can get it back, and if it's not a risk and, you know, they don't get more COVID, hey, you know, I'm all for it.
So I got more on that, but I want to get towards the drafts because that is where your nice mug, by the way, NFL and NFL and CFL. Now, you're a draft guy. I was saying last hour, I'm not that excited about drafts. I'm more of a Hall of Fame guy. That's what I like to get into, that debate. But NFL, CFL, what's taking up more of your time right now and attention? Or is it 50-50?
No, it's NFL. I don't, you know, I don't have access to the videos anymore. And you know, you can still go on, you know, to get the videos and have a look at them. But it's so easy to, you know, to get the ESPN feeds and take a look and see what they're talking about. And, you know, I've been every time, like yesterday, Kuiper came out with his 4.0. So I was copying down every guy. And so it's more NFL now. You know, if I was back in it, there's no doubt the CFL would be right there. Our league is Canadian talent. That's what's really, really cool about our league. It's not just the Americans coming up, which is great. And, you know, take a look at, you know, a guy like Mark and Michelle. Great guy. You've had so many guys that Americans have come up to our league. But Canadian kids are where it's at, and it's such a big thing. So, but I miss it. I big time miss it. And, you know, there's obviously some guys that I know, you know, the Alberta kid, the Alberta tackle who went down to the East-West Shrine. Boy, he'd be my number one guy. I know that those other guys, Claypool and the kid from Oklahoma would be right up there, but I don't think the Canadian Football League is going to be seeing those guys for a bit. Nathan Rourke, I think out of the, you know, couple of the top three, I think he's probably going to be one of the guys that's going to be a guy that we may see. But it's an exciting time of year. Next week, it's supposed to be the draft, NFL draft. Now I've heard rumblings, maybe they may change it, but we'll see.
Smitty, by the way, the Riders have signed American linebacker Matthew Thomas, 6'3", 230. He was with the Steelers as an undrafted free agent in 2018, played in 10 regular season games for the Steelers, including recording four tackles. Also spent time with the Baltimore Ravens and the XFL's Team 9, they called it, in 2020. One of our viewers, Brad Hersina, writes in and says, what can Craig tell us about the recently signed Riders linebacker Thomas? What position is he likely to play? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think possibly a real good chance that he could be a middle linebacker. He runs so well. I think he was 4.58 in the, I don't know if it was a combine, but that was his time. I went to the, yep, when they signed him yesterday, I went, I want to find out about this kid. So I went to the NFL site and saw information on him. They said that as far as instincts and concern, like stuff like that, you know, he wasn't real strong that way, but just an amazing athlete. He tested so well. So I think something like that coming up to our league, I think could be very, very good. You know, running sideline to sideline on the big field, I think that could be a pretty good signing for the Riders.
For the viewers that don't know, I mean, a lot of them do, but a lot don't, the nuances between the NFL draft and the CFL draft. In the NFL, it's pretty simple. You're drafting the best players, period. You go into a draft and you have a need, and it shouldn't be that hard. The CFL is just, man, a headache. Like, just talk about that if you don't mind.
Well, the big difference is when you draft in the NFL, you know that they're coming to you. You know, there's no doubt about it. They're going to come to you. They're going to come to camp and all that. The structure with regards to the NFL and CFL is so different. They've got so many scouts. They've got regional college scouts that have a region, and they visit every school, and they go that right around the country and do that. So as far as us, we're a little different. But the thing about the Canadian draft, there's not a lot. There's a lot of names on the draft list, but there's only so many prospects. So you probably got maybe 120 that you're really going to look at. And we're in the NFL, there's quite a bit more, obviously, because of so many players playing down in Division I, AA, Football Championship Series, Football Bowl Series, Div 2, and all that kind of stuff. So it is different. I wouldn't call it a headache. It's just that that's why I would love to have worked in the NFL, because you go there and, you know, you're scouting and you know you're going to get guys. In the CFL, it's you go scout, you look at guys, even if you go and make visits, which I've done, obviously, you know, you're waiting for the crumbs to trickle down and come out, and which isn't bad. There's still there's tons of talent, and you know, it's certainly a different beast.
Well, there's tricky parts, I'm sure, to NFL scouting too. But you mentioned the names: Chase Claypool, Nathan Rourke, Chuba Hubbard. Do you expect they'll go in the CFL draft?
Hubbard's not in the draft this year.
Oh, he's not? Well, then the two. Yeah. Claypool, I saw, is listed as one of the top prospects, and obviously Rourke, too. Do you expect they'll go?
Yo, absolutely. And the other kid was the Oklahoma kid, the Oklahoma defensive tackle. And you know, all those kids are going to go. There's no doubt about it. Claypool, probably second round, I would think. You know, the Oklahoma kid, possibly third. And then who knows about Rourke? I really haven't seen a ton of his names on the top quarterback, so he could be a free agent guy that is going to go to camp. But those guys, I would think they're probably going to be in camps.
Do you have anything for him, Craig?
No, that's pretty great. No, I'm sitting back. Craig, I just enjoy, you know, listening to you talk football. I mean, it makes me miss it. It makes me miss it. And we're getting so close to that summer. I mean, when we sit on the sidelines in training camp, it's like literally my favorite time of the year.
Well, yeah, for sure. And it's interesting when you say Chase Claypool going second, because that is literally taking a flyer, right? I mean, there was a time in the CFL that if you took took a Canadian that was going to the NFL, eventually they'd probably come back. Sam Jaeger, Dan Fetter, Kyle, there's a lot of them. Now they're not really coming back. David Onyemata is a great example of that the Riders took a flyer on, and he just re-signed with the Saints. Are you seeing a difference, a shift in that, Craig?
Well, you know, way back, I remember we had in BC, we took O.J. Atagwe. And, you know, thinking that maybe we'll get to see him. We never, ever saw him. He played with the Rams, I think L.A. Rams at that time. You know, I don't know that there's a shift. I know that you had a guest on yesterday, or I heard an interview yesterday. It was with regards to how things are changing in Canada. You know, the difference between America and Canada with regards to football is the kids, they start so much younger and they develop skills. And then they're doing these skills, you know, so much better, you know, where the Canadian kids, they start probably 5 years later in the game of football, develop those skills. So they're not quite there yet. And, you know, so the big difference, you know, between Canadian kids can play, man. I mean, it's not bragging. I've seen it. I've been right across Canada. I've seen many, many times at so many different schools and watched. And every year the kids are getting better. And it's because they're getting into it earlier and they're training and, you know, they've got all those tools to be better football players. But, you know, it's one of those things that, those kids in America, they start so young and they develop. But a kid like Claypool, you know, he went down, he was a playmaker at Notre Dame. I mean, that's just the way it is. He's a guy that has developed and he's going I can't see him coming back.
From producer Clark, he says, Smitty has been to almost every stadium. What would be the weirdest one to see empty for a game?
Huh. Well, are you talking NFL or?
NFL? Yes, he says yes.
Well, one of my favorites is Jerry's big stadium in Arlington.
That would be weird,
That would be very weird. I mean, I've been there. I've been in the press box. I've been in a couple different press boxes in there. And then I sat in the stands with my wife because they wouldn't allow us in the press box. So I scouted Missouri, Oklahoma State. And what a great facility. And I took the tour and got in the cheerleaders' dressing room. How about that, hey? But, you know, it's quite a... It would be amazing just not to have anybody, any of them. You know, Minneapolis is amazing. I scouted there. I was there for their first year, and there's another one. Any of those stadiums, it would be just crazy with regards to, nobody being in the stadium. Yesterday, you mentioned Fargo. I had been to Fargo a couple times, and it's a great stadium. It's 18,000. It's so loud there. It's the 12th man there. And it would be tough to get a configuration for the Canadian Football League there because of the, like you had said yesterday, the stands are real close. So it'd be tough. It'd be a tough thing. But, as far as CFL, you've talked about this a bit, CFL expanding down. I'm against it. And the big reason is the Canadians. You know, when Baltimore and all those teams came in, it was all Americans. They were all playing. And Baltimore knew it. Baltimore, you know, had the had the recipe for success. But if they had an injury, bang, they can get a guy real easy. You know, if we lose a Canadian starter, you know, it starts to get tough. So that's probably the only one of the reasons that I wouldn't want to do that. I wasn't in the league at that time. I was coaching at UBC and high school actually at the time. And it would be pretty cool. And I'm sure you enjoyed some of those trips going down to the States. You know me, I love traveling, and it would be great to go down to some of those stadiums to see your team down there playing, you know. So,
Smitty, who knows? We will do it again. And here's my last one for you, because we do have to break and bring on Charleston Hughes. But I texted Luke the other day and I said, you want to just fly down to Florida and drive around and find a football camp and go to the Golden Corral, like just walk out onto the field? And he goes, well, that would be a dream. Donna has written in, one of our viewers, and she says, does Smitty have a book out on his stadium stories? So you might want to think about that, Craig. God knows you got photos of all of them. But you posted a photo the other day. We were doing a show in Hooters in Bradenton, Florida. What a great day that was. And I remember you telling stories of driving, crisscrossing Florida on scouting trips and seeing alligators in the ditch, you know, like live alligators. Can you just talk about that, driving around Florida, and how much fun that is?
It's unreal. First time, Kathy and I, in 1997, I was coaching at the University of British Columbia. And I would go down, I would take my vacation, and I would, of course, because of football. So the American Football Coaches Association was, the convention was in Orlando. So we flew into Tampa. We had a great, great trip. It was just like you were talking about dupes, as dupes probably go down there and stay there for 2 weeks. Well, what we did, we went in for the convention, took my notes. I got my professional development certificate. Then we started to travel. So we went to the East Coast. We saw a space shuttle launch. We went down, went to Miami. When we were in Miami, it poured. It was unbelievable. Fort Lauderdale, we stayed in Fort Lauderdale a night. We stayed in Miami a night. Then we went down to the Keys, came back up. And it was coming back from Miami, going across, because you're going to go to Sanibel Island. There's it's called the To Miami Trail. I think it's Highway 41. When you're driving along, there's a ditch. And so we were driving the first time, and Kathy went, I saw a gator. And I went, yeah, right. So we just kept on going. And she went, I saw another gator. I said, come on. And then the next time she saw, I saw a gator. If you don't stop, you're going to get it. And so I, okay. So we stopped, and it was unbelievable. We stopped, and there were five gators swimming around. And I could have taken a pebble and went like this and hit the thing on the nose. That's how close gator. It's phenomenal. And that area, it's a ditch, and it's quite a long ditch. And you just keep on going, and you'll definitely see gators. Now they're at the, there's an area where there's a little park there, and you turn right and you can park there, and there's gators there as well. And if you drive up that gravel road along that area, you'll see a ton of gators, and it's in the wild. And they, if they want, they'll come and get you, you know. So it's fascinating. And if you guys go down there, and if I'm healthy, I'll come down there with you.
I'll tell you
and,
what, Smitty,
it's a great.
You're welcome to join Luke and I. And if our wives talk nice, they can come too. What do you say?
Yeah. I got my wife. She's kind of my caregiver. So
yeah, you don't have a choice. Let's be honest. None of us do. But Smitty, we got to roll. I appreciate the time, my man. Can't wait till you're back in here. Hopefully it's soon.
Thanks very much for having me on. Everybody stay safe. Everybody try to, you know, hey, you're going to save my life.
Absolutely. Thanks, Craig. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, joining us from his home. We have to break. We'll be back with a sports update, Charleston Hughes, and so much more. We'll check the poll results. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Wednesday morning, episode 213. Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues right after this. We're coming to you on Facebook Live. Coming soon to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
The Celebrate the fifth anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Matt, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Charleston Hughes joining us, a sports update. This year's Tour de France has been rescheduled to begin August 29th and finish September 20th. Come on in, Darren. The famed cycling event couldn't begin June 27th, as scheduled due to coronavirus. Bill Peters is back in hockey. The former Calgary Flames head coach was named coach of a squad in Russia's Continental Hockey League this morning. Peters resigned as Flames coach last year following allegations he previously used racial slurs and struck players during a previous coaching job. The San Francisco Giants, Oakland A's, and Arizona Diamondbacks are reportedly participating in a study of the coronavirus. The plan is to test hundreds of people, including players, for antibodies. Stanford University is also said to be one of the institutions running the study. With winter loosening its grip on Alberta, the province's golf industry is lobbying to let courses open with protocols and restrictions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Calgary's Barry Ellert, who owns multiple courses, says golf can help be part of the solution regarding the pandemic. Some courses in BC are already open. This sports update for Richie Roy and Big Time Game Shows. Make sure to play their Sports Edition trivia show live on Facebook at Big Time Game Shows. Search it out, and it's Saturday, April 18th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So much fun. Look it up right now. Big Time Game Shows. It looks like a 70s Vegas show. You've played it. You play along right off your phone. On Facebook Live. It's what we're doing, but it's the game show version. Big Time Game Shows. Follow it Saturday at 1 o'clock. Where do we go as we await Charleston Hughes? I got a few messages here that I should read. One from the 541. How do I get into the podcast? I try to write them back, but this is a new phone. I don't really know how to operate it. RodPeterson.com/listen live, and you'll find it. I guess I could write them back that. Read the one from Sask Snowbeef. Here's one. Chad from Yorkton writes in Prairie Mobile text line. With Manitoba and Saskatchewan drastically lowering the number of COVID cases, have all of the CFL teams play out of Mosaic and IGF, Investors Group Field. It'll be on the teams to get players and staff tested. No negative test. No playing. Friday and Saturday doubleheaders. Bus travel between cities, so no chance of contamination. So your thoughts on that in a second.
Okay.
And from Devin, Prairie Mobile text line, he says, good morning. I have looked high and low for a nomination process for the Plaza of Honor. How does one go about nominating former Riders president Phil Kershaw? That is so long overdue. Well, Devin, I can send you John Lynch's email. That's about the only way to do it. There is no formal process to nominate somebody for the Plaza of Honor on the committee. I was just thinking about this the other night. John Lynch, John Lipp, Rob Vanstone, Roger Aldegg, Carm Kartiri. Get a hold of one of those guys. I'd be stunned if Phil Kershaw isn't already in the Plaza, but you would know better than me if he's not. Brent Steven writes in and says, boomer, Rod. I'm not a boomer. It took me years to give up my BlackBerry. Years. I had to be convinced by Prairie Mobile to turn my BlackBerry in, and they literally pried my fingers off my BlackBerry. You know how much I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Got me into an iPhone, and now I love it. And then they bring me this Samsung phone, which is totally cool. Believe, it's cool. But it's hard to figure out if you're not used to it.
It's different. Man, and I've done the change. And I'm begging. It's weird. I like the BlackBerry brand in terms of like the phones and stuff like you. But I had, you know, a Android phone, I guess. What was it? It was a Galaxy, old one. And then for a job I had, they gave me an iPhone. And that thing, I'm like, oh, nothing works like it's supposed to. Nothing works the way I'm used to it working. And then I got into that. I'm like, this is great. When I went back to an Android, I'm like, nothing works like it's supposed to. It doesn't work like the iPhone. It does. It's a learning curve, but once you're in, you're in.
From Brady on the Prairie Mobile text line, he says, hey, Rod, I have Game TV. Can't wait to watch your show on the television. Can't wait for the NFL draft. Go Hawks. Seahawks, that is. I got to remind you, it's Game Plus TV. It's not Game TV. They're partner television channels, but it's Game Plus TV, which, by the way, if you're in Ontario, it's a free preview right now on Rogers if it's your cable provider. I'm not going to get into when we're going to be on Game Plus. That would take too long, and I don't even know the answer to that. You do, but that's not a topic for now. Jason in Winnipeg writes in, says, I like the Investors Group Field and Mosaic option. And just ahead of Charleston Hughes, Nelson Hackowich writes in and says, does the CFL work without fans in the stands, though? There is chatter that some teams are better off not playing at all versus having no one show up. Just spitballing here. Just me talking. If every other league starts playing in empty stadiums and the CFL doesn't, they're going to get left behind in the court of public opinion, in the realm of perception. They're going to get left behind. It's a league that dearly needs national sponsors, local sponsors. If they are the only league that's not on, the only pro league not on, it would be disastrous for the Canadian Football League.
It would,
my opinion.
Yeah. If Toronto and Montreal and Hamilton and Calgary and Edmonton, BC, Ottawa, who am I missing outside of Saskatchewan and Winnipeg, if they're all okay with their teams leaving, because you're going to play in empty stadiums anyway.
Yeah, what's the difference?
So you want to come to Saskatchewan and Manitoba, I'm on board. I'm on board, and I think it's a great idea. And here's why. We're doing such a good job of isolation and social distancing in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and we're flattening the curve like crazy, and it's awesome. And we're all spread out, so it's a little bit easier. But we now have created a controlled environment between the borders of Saskatchewan and Manitoba. So if you come in, you sit for 2 weeks in quarantine, we know everybody's negative, all the players, you can do this now. Now your bubble is Saskatchewan and Manitoba. And when you talk about Scott Moe reopening the province, he could do that because we've done such a good job of limiting the virus, and it's not in the province really as much as it is in other places. The question is now you have to close the borders. You can't let anybody into Saskatchewan or out of Saskatchewan. You're out, you're not coming back. Same thing with Manitoba. So if you close the borders of Manitoba and Saskatchewan, now you can reopen business within the province. You can have fans go to the games. Players are fine because you know that you've done a great job of social isolation and the disease isn't there. Maybe you don't let the senior citizens come to the games because they're more at risk, or you,
right,
you know, do something for that. But if you close the borders, you could do it. You could have fans to the stands. You could play two or three games a week, do what you needed to do in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, travel freely between the two provinces, and it could work.
Clark telling me Charleston Hughes is ready to go. We're going to go to him next. Okay, guys, we'll take a break, and Charleston Hughes, the sack master, will join us right after. Is that all right, Clark?
Can we go to him now?
You want to go now? Time is of the essence, they tell me. So let's go to Chucky now. Charleston, sorry for throwing you a curveball. We're staying with you. How are you, number 39, Saskatchewan?
Nah, I'm doing pretty good. I just finished working out.
Good. Well, I appreciate you having on. Now, when you say everything's working out, are you talking about technically or the fact that we might actually start getting back to pro sports here sooner than later?
Oh, man, I hope when we start giving back to pro sports, we got to see what happens, man. It's only time will tell at this point.
What is the buzz amongst the pro football guys, by the way? I mean, the fans are all talking about how this may come to fruition. You probably heard in the NFL, they're saying this might happen with empty stadiums. What are the players talking about this morning with this news?
I mean, if you have to play, you know, continue with the season and play in an empty stadium, then that's what it calls for, especially to keep all the fans safe. And I think the players are willing to go out there and do what they can to, you know, still perform because, you know, this is our job too. So we still got to be able to provide for our families just like everyone else. So, I mean, it's rough times right now. It never happened before. So really everybody's just playing it by ear and just, you know, taking it week by week, day by day, and hopefully things start improving over time.
Well, it's interesting you say that. You played in the NFL. The guys, pro athletes are pro athletes. So some guys are willing to go away for a period of months. Some aren't. LeBron's saying he would not leave his family for that amount of time. Others are saying, you make $32 million a year, LeBron. Easy for you to say that. You can stay home. Where do you fall on that side of the ledger? Are you thinking most guys would be willing to spend that time away? If basically I'm saying do what needs to be done to play pro ball.
I mean, sometimes you just got to do it what needs to be done to play pro football. You got to enjoy the time right now while you're spending with your family. You know, this is a different situation where you can just stay inside and really isolate and, you know, do the stuff that you normally don't do. So, I mean, you know, I've been doing a lot of cooking so far and homing in on my cooking skills and learning how to make new things and, you know, being more creative when I'm working out. So I've been running stairs in my building and doing all kind of crazy stuff here and there all over.
You know, we've been asking the players. We've had two on earlier today, Kamal Peterson and Mark and Michelle. You'd know both of them, asking about their workouts. What are you doing? Steps are one thing, cardio. What about weights? I mean, how from a normal offseason to now, how close are you?
Man, I mean, like I said, you just got to be creative. So I've been doing everything I can to get outside and run outside. So I've been clocking about 6 kilometers a day running outside. For all my Americans out there, that's about 3.4 miles. I've really been running stairs. That's really what I just got done doing with one of my teammates. You know, we run about 12 flights of stairs, maybe twice a week. We run hills every day. We do push-ups on every floor. So we do about at least 500 to 600 push-ups a day. So really just trying to be as creative as possible to stay in shape.
Are you feeling good?
I feel great. Just as good as the past years.
Oh, good. And that's the main thing. Because some guys would just feel out of sorts, out of their routine. And I'm sure there is a bit of that with you, but as long as you're feeling good, that's the main thing. Jack Fulton's watching from Calgary. He writes in, he says, Charleston is the GOAT. Without a doubt, I used to call him the Gladiator when he was in Cowtown. All the best. That's from Jack. And to be honest, Charleston, I think we're all very excited to see you pursue that all-time sack record. You vowed that you're going to get it done. So, I mean, you got to get back playing, right? How much is that in the back of your mind or the front of your mind these days?
I know, man. It, like, really extended my timeline of when I was going to get it done. So now that, you know, it feels like the season's going to be cut a little short this year, I mean, it's going to make me have to work just a little bit harder than what I normally work. So I really got to push for it now and really, you know, fight to stay on track and, you know, fight to break this record.
How are you feeling health-wise? There was, I guess, some work done on your elbow within the last, 6 to 8 months? You feeling good that way?
Yeah, I made a full recovery back from my elbow, so my elbow feels great. You know, I'll hopefully be playing without a brace this year. I've been lifting weights. I've been working pretty hard back. You know, I came back ahead of schedule, had a good therapist that I worked with, and she got me back right.
You know, here's one for you, Charleston. You're always playing with a chip on your shoulder, and it seems to work for you. Whether it was award voting, snubs, blah, blah, blah. Imagine you'd got all those nominations. Would you be as motivated? I mean, this seems to work for you to have that motor going for you to prove the voters wrong and that kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, man, if I would have got them, I'd still be working just as hard, man, because I'm playing this game with a chip on my shoulder and I play with a certain level of intensity. And, you know, once you lose that level of intensity that you used to play at, that's when you need to start considering retiring. And the way I feel right now is I feel like I'm still at the top of my game. I feel like I haven't fell off yet. And I feel like I'm still the best defensive end in this league.
Well, what motivated you back in the day, just proving that you belong? Because now you're hearing the naysayers, the age and so forth. We all know the story that you were, what, cut in Calgary and then brought back. I mean, has the motivation changed over time?
Yeah, the motivation shifts. I mean, who would have thought I would have even made it this far into the league? I didn't, my mindset wasn't making it to the 12-year CFL. My mindset when I first started off was to, you know, play a couple years in the CFL, go straight to the NFL and stick down there. But, you know, life happens and that didn't happen for me. So I had to really, you know, change my way of thinking and said, okay, if I'm going to give up all these dreams of making it to the NFL, I guess it's time to focus in on, you know, being the best I can be in the CFL. And that's really what I did.
The audio was breaking up there, or the video was getting choppy. The audio was fine. Do we have Charleston? Because I only had one more question for him. Yeah, you can hear me fine. Charleston, how much are you missing doing the community appearances? Because you said a really neat thing to me at the Kinsman dinner in Saskatoon. You do it because you want to give back because you've been real lucky. And you were going on that tour of schools and so forth, playing basketball, talking to kids. Are you missing that and getting around the province? Because I know how good it feels. I do it too, and I miss it.
Yeah, I actually do miss it. I didn't get a chance to actually, you know, follow through with a couple more schools that we had to get to talk about my anti-bullying program. Hopefully we still have opportunities to still finish that program because we will be expanding next year. So, you know what? I love giving back to the community, especially because, you know, the fans give back to me all the time. I mean, they show up to every game. They cheer me on. If I need anything, I mean, I just got an email not too long ago from two wonderful fans who I tweeted out joking around that I needed some garlic bread with my spaghetti. And they told me they were going to drop some bread off to my front. Just being loved that much, you got to be able to give back to the community as much as possible.
Well, Charleston, we sure love having you here. I can't say that enough. Beth Hugh is writing in, by the way, three hearts on the interview, Chucky. So I appreciate it. I sure loved our time we spent together in Saskatoon. I think about it often. And get back, man. I can't wait to see you chasing quarterbacks on the field. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Charleston Hughes, number 39, joining us here on video chat. And it did get all sorted out there near the end. Easy guy to cheer for.
Ugh.
Very marketable.
Big time. I love.
He's just like.
Looking up his nose.
He's down like this, just maxing and relaxing.
What's with those Calgary D linemen? Devon Claybrooks was the same thing. Remember when Clay was on here?
It's just like he's sitting there on the couch, and he reached over, grabbed his phone. He's like, all right, we're going live with Rod now. Hang on, I'm live.
That's great.
It's pretty great. He's comfortable, but that's, you know what? Every interaction I've seen with Charleston, that's him. He's so authentically him, and that's why it's so easy to root for the guy. He's smiling like that. He's positive. He's going after the sack record. And I never thought about that missing part of the season or half the season when you're starting to get a little bit older. I mean, you're taking away opportunities for him to get closer to that record.
We have to break. Monty's writing in from Saskatoon and says we need to get to overtime. Monty, I think you need a Snickers bar. You're not yourself. Trash tech, trash talking Charleston Hughes. Get out of here with that, Monty. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, we're back. We are back for the overtime segment. We've changed up our timing here a little bit. This is our final segment of the program, and it is overtime for Emerald Water. I will promote a couple of things because promoting is my specialty. We got a poll coming up for Rockstar of the Day, obviously, but our Twitter question today has me scratching my head a little bit. The results for the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center.
Yeah.
Should sports be deemed an essential service? 70%. And we're into the hundreds of votes now. 70% say no. And the one guy that actually wrote in why, he said it's entertainment. It's not an essential service. This is opinion. No need for people to get upset over it. I'm just a little surprised.
And the way I look at it is entertainment. Entertainment, and that is that not essential to your mental health and to your life, right?
Essential to the economy.
Essential to the economy, essential to a whole lot of things. And for a lot of people, it is their job. It is their livelihood. I don't know. Like, it's the same question kind of, is Netflix an essential service for you right now? Because what do you do without it, right? If you're not working. I mean, obviously.
I would suggest that it is.
I would suggest it's up there. I think entertainment, whatever that is essential for your mental health and your sanity and, you know, create a little bit of normalcy. I think sports should be deemed an essential service. Obviously, we're not saying it's on par with the healthcare workers. Like, we're not saying that. I mean.
But people seem to think that's what we're saying.
People take things so black and white. Things can mean more than one thing at the same time. They can be, doesn't have to be a line drawn in the sand.
It's hard to tweet and talk at the same time.
Yeah.
Similar to chewing gum.
And skipping rope or skipping rope head and circling.
Yeah, it's very difficult to do that.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting right now, who was the rock star of the day?
Who?
For Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Who was the rock star of the day? I'm tweeting it as we talk. Is that even legal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not while you're driving. Thanks, Clark.
I don't know who the rock star of the day is. I really don't. And I don't even know who I would vote for.
The options, Mark and Michelle of the Philadelphia Eagles, Kamal Peterson, who should be going to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, Charleston Hughes, who you just saw, and our director of scouting, Craig Smith. When it's that tough of a decision, that tells you that Clark's done a really good job.
Yeah.
Of the guest booking.
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday, Darren Dreger won, right? I'm pretty sure Darren Dreger was yesterday's rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. And I got to say, positives of the pandemic, I'm learning a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Most notably, what a supply chain is. Did you really know? I didn't really know.
Not until the pandemic. I mean, I had an idea, but now I'm understanding the real value. And, you know, for them, this came along and is a good thing. I mean, you see the opportunity, but you get to see, hey, the value of what people do on a day-to-day basis. It's now frontline stuff. It's cool.
Well, our technical producer, Ryan, is probably watching at home right now because he's ill. Thankfully, no coronavirus. But we were talking about this in one of our either pre-show or post-show meetings last week. I'm like, what is a supply chain? Were you here for that?
Yeah.
And he was like, he's like, how do you think a banana gets from Uruguay to Safeway in Regina? I don't know. Magic? That's an idea of what a supply chain does.
Yeah.
They don't deliver bananas, rockstar supply chains, but you're starting to get the idea.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I learned is that Keith Morrison's from Lloydminster, Saskatchewan, from NBC's Dateline. You saw that in my column yesterday.
I did.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
No, I did not. But that's pretty cool.
Keep talking. I'm tweeting.
I know. But that's pretty cool, the guy from... And the Saskatchewan side, to be
the
more
clear. The Saskatchewan side of Lloydminster.
Which is not very big.
If I may, all the greats come out of the Saskatchewan side of Lloydminster.
Yeah.
Don't at me. Braden Holtby. Keith Morrison.
Yeah.
There are more. They're eluding me at this time. Shoot, even Wade Redden's on the east side of Lloyd. Is he on tomorrow? Wade Redden? When's he on?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Wade Redden is coming on tomorrow. I can't wait for that. See, here people are going nuts on the Facebook wall writing in. Craig Smith, Jason and Red Deer. Chill Charleston's the rock star of the day. How can you beat a guy laying on his couch?
That's so
doing
cool.
An interview.
And looks like $1 million.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Man, they got to get back to playing. And a lot of comments to get to. I'm not even done all of this. I will say this. I realized how much time I spent in coffee shops. The fact that we now can't go in them. Are you not the same? Of course you are.
Yeah. I know. I just want to. So bad. Just to support them and but do it in a safe way. It does. I don't know. I'm reading Trevor's comment here about the leaf.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention. I can tell.
Bubbles.
Got you.
I know, because every time it comes up, it gets me. And I know people aren't, you know, maybe tuning in later to the program. But yeah, they're going to do everything safely. There was a comment earlier actually about international travel. Well, the borders are shut down. Well, guess what? The players aren't you and me. And, you know, it's $1 million.
People don't know what they're talking about.
No. So the international borders being closed won't apply to things like this. The planes, you still look up, there's planes in the air.
Yeah.
But it's just not for you and I. It has to be controlled. Every part of the process needs to be controlled. So the leagues, if they spend the money and they do the due diligence and they create the plan that has control, they'll be allowed to do what they, and it has to get approved on a case-by-case basis. Unfortunately, they can't approve your plans for a trip to Vegas on a case-by-case basis. That would just bog down the system, but they can do it with a big league.
On the topic, by the way, our director, Jordan Blodgett, writes in from the other side of this wall and says, if you wanted bananas, Rockstar could probably find a way to bring you bananas.
Yeah.
That's what they do. But one thing that I did learn some time ago is that just because you see something in black and white, you tend to believe it. I.e., you don't need an IQ to get a Twitter account or a Facebook account. Do you know that? You don't need one. If you ever signed up for one, you don't need to pass an IQ test.
Wow.
I think that's very obvious.
Yeah.
So just because you read something in black and white, you tend to want to believe it, but you can't. For the people that say, oh, there's no way you could play the CFL season because you couldn't get the players up here from America. You're just saying it. Yes, it's their job. They would open the borders for those guys. But how do those people not understand that?
Right. And
say this, though. The lady said to me the other night on the Zoom birthday party I was on.
Yeah.
She said, I wish that the leagues would listen to the fans. And I said, I do too, but there's so many nincompoops out there. How do you know who's got their brains not scrambled and those that are scrambled? How do you tell the difference? Like, because somebody, a CFL fan out there, will probably come up with the greatest idea ever, and it would work, and it would be safe, and everybody would make money, but nobody will ever hear it.
Yeah, and
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So if I'm a CFL team or if I'm the CFL, I'm tasking somebody inside that office to say, watch the Rod Peterson show every day. Not just to promote a show. It doesn't have to be our show. But if there was something else that came along that was better, don't think that's possible. But
doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. No, but I'd have somebody tasked to watch it. And look at all the ideas that come up on programs are from the fans. And then see what fans catch on to. We're doing a two-hour focus group, excuse me, every day. Two-hour focus group every day. So when an idea comes up and then it gets some legs and then it gets past a certain point that staffer goes back to the league and says, hey, the fans are talking about this, and it seems to be pretty credible. You need somebody to weed, to comb through the weeds and come up with the good things, because Randy would just exhaust himself going from fan form to fan form to fan form.
He couldn't do it.
And 90% of them would be scrambled eggs, and one of them would be great. But there is something there. The fans have good ideas.
Sure. You know there's people that have good ideas, but how do you know that they're the one?
Yeah.
John is watching in North Vancouver. He says, we're minutes away from the end of the show. Thanks for sharing the championship rings on the desk. Cheers from North Vancouver. I'm glad that you could see that, because on my monitor, it's kind of hard to see. But we have a Clemson Tigers championship ring here. Edmonton Oilers 1984 Stanley Cup ring. 85. And the St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup ring. And the guy that gave them to us asked where they were. I said, I had them underneath the helmet here. They're not gone. So I put them out here today. Brent Kuhlman, one of our viewers, writes in and says, Dr. Anthony Fauci should be the rock star of the day. I should have put him on there. Who asked about Tiger King? Is it Brady or Clark?
Yeah.
There's a couple people. I watched episode 8 of Tiger King, and I'm going to tell you, don't bother.
That's what I heard, and I haven't watched it yet, and I don't think I will.
There's no point. And just so you know what it is, I mean, all the rage of Tiger King. Have you watched it, Clark? Eight? Yeah. Episode 8?
Watched it last night.
Completely waste of time. Yeah. All they do is they go and interview the principals of the show. And you saw Joe Exotic's first husband. You saw in the news that he was upset afterwards with the way that he was portrayed.
Yeah.
He explains why he was upset. He's in full costume now. He's got a beard and a cowboy hat. He doesn't even want to be seen in public for the way the original Tiger King series made him look.
But his teeth look great.
I can't really see his teeth.
Because of the beard.
But they interviewed the guy that kind of looked like the lead singer of Motley Crue, Vince Neil. You know, that guy that worked. They interviewed guys that worked for Joe Exotic. And they said he was a jerk. And they're happy he's in jail. I mean, they kind of let fly with the truth.
Yeah.
And they said they saw the irony that we all did. Joe Exotic tried his whole life to be famous, and by the time he's famous, he's in jail for 22 years.
Yeah.
And they're like, he'll die in jail, and that's a good thing for him. These are the people that worked for him, Darren. So if you want to do that, I will say that I got something out of it. My wife did not. She's like, turn it off. Let's switch to something else. I'm like, well, I've gone this far. I got to see it all. That's fair, right?
Yeah.
You understand that?
I do.
I think that the best interview was with the director of the whole thing, Rick Kirkham, who they found in Norway, and he just said how if he had to do it all over again, he wouldn't even do this series. It took years off his life. Wished he'd never met Joe Exotic. I know I'm spoiling everything for you.
I'm not going to watch it.
You're still. It's not worth it. Carol killed her husband. She should be in jail, says Brady in Saskatoon. Very possible. Today's a win in a lot of ways. We got the exercise bike delivered to our house. My daughter and I won. It's set up in the living room in front of the big screen TV. We outvoted those that were against that. I won't say whom.
You literally did the deal in the commercial break.
We did. You were there when we took the phone call. So that's cool. Reminder, it is National Takeout Day, hashtag National Takeout Day. We're running a contest from our social media feeds. Tag the restaurant that you'll be supporting on National Takeout Day, and we will tag it in the comments, and we will randomly award a $50 gift card to the tap. I think that's it. That's all.
Yeah.
Thanks to our guests today, Craig Smith, Mark and Michelle, Kamau Peterson, and Charleston Hughes. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we've increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.